The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. My call is Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock. Then it'll be the Brian Kelly Show, followed by the high school football, State Sugar Bowl, high school football prep football. Good golly. Let's start that one again. The All-State Sugar Bowl prep football roundup, 7 o'clock. Been a beautiful night for it. We're not quite to gumbo weather. That's next week, but it's going to be a beautiful night.
I think it's National Gumbo Day tomorrow.
It is. I talked about it today with Dave Cohen, but I'm not ready there because I got to cook it. I got to eat gumbo any time of year, but if I'm cooking it, it's got to be cooler than it is now.
So that's what I was about to say. You thinking
next
maybe,
week, the cool front next week.
Is it cool front, or no, is it just cooler than what we got now?
But it's not bad out there now.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Especially maybe in the 50s.
That's a cool front.
Well, you got to take what you can get for the first batch. you got to take what you can get.
If we've got 50s in the morning, that's a cool front.
Heck yeah, baby.
That's a cool front.
So it's a big weekend for college football, but Tulane plays tomorrow. Tulane hosts Rice, 2:30. Boy, Tulane, they've won three straight. They've scored 41, 45, and 71. The rest of the way after tomorrow beyond Rice will be American Conference. So that's at Yeoman. And wow, I mean, college football.
Well, there's another one. There's another big matchup college football wise that I think it's late tomorrow as well. Is it Ohio State?
Oh, yeah, no. That's Oregon. Where I was going. Yeah. So you have the Red River rivalry, yeah. Right? So you got Texas and Oklahoma, 1 versus 18 in Dallas. And then number 2, Ohio State against number 3, Oregon at 7:30. Penn State, USC, you got some others. But then the LSU 9 versus 13, Tennessee, Florida, not what it used to be, but still. But yeah, man,
Where's that Tennessee, Florida? Is that up at Tennessee?
I believe it is at Tennessee.
It is in Knoxville.
Yeah, I believe it's in Knoxville.
I mean, because that's one where if you're in Gainesville, I think that you would probably still be able to play it, but it wouldn't have – just because of assets and what you've got, you know, from what they're dealing with.
And Notre Dame, Stanford. I mean, it's just a busy – I saw a tweet and somebody had to put this entire college football weekend up, and he said, for those people who planned their weddings this weekend, this was not
let's have the service in 25 minutes and have multiple TVs up. It's not that we don't love you, but –
this was a tough weekend to pick. And as we were talking about, the Pelicans were supposed to play Orlando. Just exactly the same situation.
Yeah, they did not play that game. I think it was last night, Friday. Well, no, today.
It was today.
Today is Friday.
Yeah, but they canceled it earlier in the week. They knew they were not going to play.
Well, they didn't want to have those assets tied up.
Right.
They didn't want to have those assets tied up as far as security, et cetera. So the Pelicans have been down that road. I think that they decided to practice more. And they are back here in New Orleans. What's interesting for them is they're just like the Saints. I don't think their practice facility is 100% complete. So they've been having to do a little bit more at the Smoothie King Center than they normally would. And that's just because the practice facility is close. But just like the Saints, hey, your stuff is close, but it's not completely ready yet.
So they play again on Sunday, the 13th. 2:30, they're in Miami, if I think they have that right. So that's the second time. So they played on the Monday night. Now they played early. The Saints played late. And now they're playing at the same time, 2:30. Saints will be playing Tampa, noon. So you'll have, one's preseason. Don't get me wrong. But it's just kind of weird they've had two games same day as the Saints, wrong.
Is it 2:30 Eastern?
I think it's 2:30 Central.
Central time? Gotcha.
So it'll be the same time. So they made a couple of roster moves as well, signed Josh Oduro and Alfred Payton. And they released
Matt Ryan
and Adonis Arms. So wait and see. But their first official regular season game Wednesday, October 23rd against the Chicago Bulls. So crazy times. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, basketball season is amongst us, and it's here. And, most of those even high school, I think most of those guys have, and girls, young ladies are having scrimmages coming up, but their season is right around the corner as well. And so the same thing with college basketball, you know, most of those, they'll play like an exhibition game. And then I think most of those teams, they go overseas, whether we're talking Europe or down to the Bahamas or Hawaii, and it's kind of their kickoff. Not March Madness, but there's a basketball kickoff that they kind of do as well. And so,
do they still do Midnight Madness?
That's Midnight Madness for
college basketball.
Yeah, that's what it was. Midnight, yeah. Not March, but it's Midnight Madness. Yeah.
Didn't they used to do like a 24-hour thing?
It was a 24-hour.
I don't think they do it anymore, though.
Wow, I loved it. That was always cool.
I'm fairly sure they do.
Okay,
but it will be like, hey, this is in different continents, or this is right. This game is starting here. This game is starting at this time for basketball, and then there was something else. Oh, football-wise. So I think I feel pretty good about this one, but I need to double-check it. If it's not started yet, I think it may be – are we in the, like, 50 days straight of a game being on maybe every day or every other day yet?
Oh, I think
I know for sports in general.
Well, I think so.
But for football, whether it's college – and NFL games, we may be close to that little window.
Because the holidays fall on a Wednesday, and so you're going to have a game like Kansas City plays every day of the week except Tuesday.
But I'm talking about college.
So you'd have a college game, so you're not counting pros in that mix.
Yeah, no, I'm counting pros,
right,
Sunday, Monday. Right. But, you know, college start. Those games start on Tuesday, and then there's some Wednesday games that get thrown in there.
That's what I'm saying, though, because Christmas is on. You're going to have pro games on Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, that's absurd. But I mean, I feel pretty good to, if I remember correctly, seeing that somewhere as well.
50 days straight.
Yeah, it's like 50 days straight of nothing but football.
I love
it. And it may depend on what level you're looking for. I mean, because I know there's one window in the summer that you get CFL. You know, and that's the only football that you get, and it's like, man, what are they doing? Oh, that motion is legal. What do you mean? That's legal motion. That's not a penalty.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.